From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Local cable access TV stations around the country, including in Vermont, are concerned about a proposed federal rule that could put them out of business. The rule would reduce the amount of money that major cable companies like Comcast are required to give to public access channels. Kevin Christopher heads Lake Champlain Access Television and serves as president of Vermont Access Network, a statewide organization for Vermont's 25 cable access TV stations. He says this change in funding could devastate local programming.
We're the ones out there covering the select board meetings, the city council meetings, school boards. We're doing gavel to gavel, unedited coverage of that. And that would certainly go away very quickly because it's expensive to produce and takes a lot of time and resources.
Christopher says he expects a final ruling from the Federal Communications Commission to come in mid to late 2019. Burlington Mayor Merle Weinberger has come out in favor of a so-called carbon tax. Weinberger says climate change is a growing threat to the world economy and ecology.
I think that's what this carbon pollution fee represents, is a comprehensive solution that can actually address in an effective way the problem of climate change.
Weinberger says he's working with his mayoral counterparts in other northeastern states to build support for a regional carbon tax, but he says Vermont should move forward with a carbon tax on its own if other states are not willing to follow suit. Governor Phil Scott, though, opposes a carbon tax, and carbon tax legislation has struggled to find support in Montpelier. A shortage of nursing home beds in the Upper Valley is resulting in longer than necessary hospital stays for some patients. The Valley News reports patients in need of long-term nursing care are racking up long and costly stays at area hospitals. Officials at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire, say patients stayed for a total of 400, quote, avoidable days of inpatient care between January and May of this year. The CEO of Mount Ascutney Hospital and Health Center in Windsor, Vermont, says patients awaiting discharge stayed a total of 1,000 extra days recently. The head of Vermont's National Guard will leave his position next year. VTDigger.org reports Major General Stephen Cray will step down in February. Cray has been leading the Vermont National Guard since 2013. Governor Phil Scott made the announcement Friday, and the governor said he was also, quote, concerned about a series of VT Digger articles that reported excessive drinking and sexual harassment of women within the Vermont Guard. Eye in the sky today, areas of dense fog, a few breaks of sun south, mostly cloudy with rain showers likely through the Adirondacks and Route 2 north today. Highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s falling this afternoon. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.